Hello, everybody. This is the Warhound Podcast, episode lucky number 7. I'd like to welcome my fellow hosts, Community Manager Tubbsy.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Our Achievement Whore, Blades.
Hello.
Our overly obsessive Content Manager and Darksiders fan, Leadhead.
How's it going, everybody?
And me, What the Flux. The Warhounds is a gaming community founded on the principle of never having to play alone. We play primarily on the Xbox, but have been known to dabble in PC games from time to time. If you like what you hear and would like to join us, please visit www.warhounds.net, register, and apply. We don't care how well you play, but how well you play with others. And with that, we're going to deviate from our normal thing. Okay.
Everybody else got a cool description of what they do. Now, I'm thinking that the old collector gamer is kind of working for you nowadays.
That really? You want me to redo it again?
No.
You want to redo the
intro? I just wanted to throw that in there. Maybe give somebody a laugh. I'm surprised Raven hasn't chimed in and started laughing. Sorry for interrupting.
I didn't notice it. Sorry.
Probably didn't even hear me say it. The old collector gamer, dude.
Yeah, I heard what you said.
he's over there playing Gears, so...
No, I turned it off. I turned it off.
Did you?
It's too distracting.
Yeah, he's 100% focused on our objective here, which is to talk for an hour.
Yes, we must talk for an hour. And hopefully Leadhead has all the stuff lined up for us.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Well, like I said, unless anybody has any objections, we're going to start off this week's with my What the Flux Were They Thinking? What the Flux Is This? Da 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 da. I found this on, I think, Kotaku the other day, and it's the, I'm not sure how they're going to do it, but you guys, we were talking about this during the interview earlier, Plants vs. Zombies. Who has not played that game? I mean, I've played it on the Xbox, on my Droid, on my wife's iPad, everywhere. Well, apparently, the source here is something, they're considering doing an offshoot of Plants vs. Zombies into a first-person shooter.
What?
Yes.
What, are you going to be the plants? Like,
I don't know. Huh? They don't go into a whole lot of specifics. They said that basically, you know, Plants vs. Zombies is the ultimate tower defense game, but they're actually hiring people. And they have an unnamed source from EA that says several former members of EA's Black Box Studio is working on a console title that is in the vein of Team Fortress 2.
Very interesting.
Basically, they're getting this from job applications that have been put out and just a bunch of other stuff. But they want people who have expert knowledge of human anatomy. They want experience in animation and wide range of characters and creatures, able to create animation and interpret from various reference material. They're looking for animators and stuff, and strong availability to express emotion and exaggerate movement through animation techniques. So they're looking for, it looks like someone at EA and a few other places are actually looking to make a Plants vs. Zombies first-person shooter. And I don't know about y'all, but I will probably end up buying that, as stupid as it sounds.
You know what?
I think you're the only one.
I'm fucking insane. Well, no, I'm getting like a picture of Doom type shit with like Call of Duty zombies.
Well, maybe you run around and your weapon's one of those pea shooters or something. I don't know.
Yeah, like you just walk around as a plant that you're shooting like fucking green orbs at people.
I don't know, but yeah, I saw that. And I was like, I gotta put that in here. That's just too fucking funny.
Who's gonna be the potato?
I don't know.
It just sits there and does
potato
nothing.
Potato will probably be like a bomb. You know, you plant potato. You know, whatever.
You know, Flux just actually had to do something with gaming for a change.
Yeah.
I know, right?
What a concept.
Crazy. Well, that's the reason why I did it. I was looking all week because you told me I needed something for this week. And so I was busting my ass looking for something.
Well, it wasn't really busting your ass. I just know you like to do this. And if you have something...
No, I had to bust
take
my
all
ass
his
to
credit
find...
away.
Yeah, I had to bust my ass to find something that I thought, and I saw that, and I'm like, oh, I cannot pass that up. That is too.
Okay, well, I found something, and if you guys come up to it, if you guys can respond to this picture, you are champions.
It's loading.
What?
Oh, what
the hell is that?
No, I need to get it. I can't see it yet. This isn't funny.
Oh,
isn't that fucked up?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
It's like octa-squid. What the? I have no words.
I don't know. I close.
You can't say anything to it.
I'm good.
You can't.
Oh, my God.
I still have to eat dinner. Like, that's going to ruin my appetite.
Oh, there's no way you can respond to that.
Their head and they're like sucking some sort of fucking
tentacle
thing.
I don't know. That's like Essen Mein Scheiße weird. I mean,
what the? Where did you find this?
Facebook.
It's on Photo Bucket. I mean, what the?
No, I uploaded it.
The thing is, what's funny is the girl on the right does not look happy.
No,
she looks like, why am I doing this?
They're making out with the squid. The octopus. They're making out with it.
Did your wife just see it?
That's my little cousin.
I'm not editing that out. That's staying in.
I just heard a female, and I was like, who usually has a female?
Little baby cousins over here.
Okay.
Yep. I saw one like, you know what, this is my opening for the podcast, right after Flux.
Oh, man.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. That topped anything I've said ever.
You can't unsee that.
Ever. No. Oh, that's horrible.
Tubbs, you're going to have to link that in automatic. You're going to have to.
I'll put it on there. I feel sorry for our listeners, gross. By the way, because that's a horrible, horrible picture.
I would click on it at your discretion because you're going to be like, if you're under the age of like 16, I wouldn't click on it. I don't know why 16, but whatever.
Dude, and
or you're easily offended by
any age shouldn't see that.
Yeah, that's like nobody should ever
see that.
That's
gonna be embedded in my brain, and I'm just gonna it's gonna pop up in my head one day, and I'm gonna want to vomit.
Okay, well, nonsense aside, I guess we move on to the actual topics, and
yeah.
I believe, and this is the moment I've been waiting for a couple months, but I will not start off with it, of course. The this week's releases, which include Sleeping Dogs and the coveted Darksiders 2. I actually saw, like, I think it was a advertisement trailer on YouTube for Sleeping Dogs, and from what I gather of it, I think, Tubbs, you know a little bit more about this than I do. Am I correct to say that?
Sleeping Probably. Dogs? Yeah, I pre-ordered
it.
It's kind of like it's going to be a lot like Grand Theft Auto. It actually started out with another company making it, and then they ditched it and said they weren't going to do it anymore, and then Square picked it up, and they were like, you know what, you guys are crazy. This is going to be a blockbuster. And everybody's talking about this game as being probably the one game of the year that you'll want that doesn't have a 2 or a 3 or a 4 behind it.
I think this started out as True Crime, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. And they said this is just going to bomb. But I think
back on Xbox,
Square picked it up. They started doing it, and it's looking great. The combat is supposed to be akin to Arkham Asylum, Arkham City. They brought in George St. Pierre, who fights for the UFC. To help them with the martial arts aspect of it, and make it look more, you know, realistic. And for somebody to bring in somebody as, you know, accredited as George St. Pierre is in martial arts, it's a huge thing, I think, for me. And they've got a lot of good voice actors. And it's, you know, it's a Japanese, no, it's a Hong Kong, sorry. Hong Kong is where it's based. And you're in Hong Kong, you're an undercover cop, but you're trying to get in to the triads or something like that, and then it's a lot like Grand Theft Auto, but it seems like, and I hope they do it better, because, you know, like, it's hard to compete with Grand Theft Auto. It really is. Grand Theft Auto is a really, really good, solid franchise. Saints Row is one that's in there with that, but Saints Row, they went and did what they do. They went and made it funny, you know, or goofy.
They made it absurd.
Yeah, they made it absurd. Funny. Yeah, they didn't. It's not serious. Where Sleeping Dogs is still serious, so I'm not sure how it'll be received. But, you know, everybody's hoping for a Grand Theft Auto 5, so maybe that'll hold you over until then. But this
funny you bring up Grand Theft Auto 5. I'll tie that in later.
But I
know what'll hold you until. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to go into, like, the combat stuff is you can use stuff in your environment to beat people up with. The driving's supposed to be really crazy. It's going to be weird for me because it's going to be you're going to be driving like you would in Hong Kong, so everything's on the left side of the road. So that's going to make me backwards. So.
Oh, that'll make
me.
That's going to really screw people up if they're not going to drive on the right side of the road. They're just going to run into traffic.
Yeah, that's. But they're making it. I mean, I've seen some of the screenshots, and the world looks fantastic. It's looking to be a solid, really solid game. Something I've been.
Well, they've already reviewed it in Game Informer.
Oh, did they? What did they say about
it? Yeah, they gave it a 7.5
out of 10.
Not out of 10, which isn't horrible. They said it. They said the game is very solid, but forgettable in the sense that it's solid, got a lot of gameplay, but they haven't really done anything new.
Yeah.
So they kind of docked them points there because it is basically like you said, it's like a Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, it's not hard to come up with some. Right. I mean, even
but they
Grand
did
Theft
say
Auto
it was
gets
a very solid game.
Grand Theft Auto gets hit for doing because like, you can't. There's how much more can you do? Yeah, and you look at San Andreas, and then you look at Grand Theft Auto 4. You could do more in San Andreas than you could in 4. You couldn't even jump out of a helicopter until you bought the DLC, the Ballad of Gay Tony. That was when you could finally parachute, and you could do that in San Andreas. Hell, you had a rocket on your back, rocket pack in San Andreas, but they didn't bring all that stuff back in 4. I don't know why, but so I don't.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm getting it later this week, and I will definitely do some. I'll jump in and play it, and do some recording, and put it on my YouTube channel, and show you guys what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, next week we can do that, and have you do that, and then Led and I can do like a first impressions of Darksiders. You do a first impressions of that one.
You already know my first impression is gonna be, but anyways,
you haven't even played it yet.
But
what if
it
bombs?
I know, but it's just I just have like
he
this...
knows he's gonna cream his pants over.
I will. But anyways, before we get on to Darksiders, I do want to mention that Tubbsy said something about comparing San Andreas to Grand Theft Auto 4, where you had access to a lot more in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas versus Grand Theft Auto 4, and it just brings me back to the days when you went and bought a game for like PS2 and backwards. And that was it. That was the game. Everything that they wanted to have in that game was it. There was no DLC. There was no like expansion disc. You had everything there, and that was it. And now they have this whole idea of DLC, where they can come up with content potentially before pre-launch and then sell it back to you. Which is, of course, that blew out of a portion with. I keep on hiccuping, and I'm sorry.
You ate that sandwich really fast.
Eat a spoonful of peanut butter.
Well, no. I'm having like those little nerd candies now. I have them like in a little ball. And I'm just like devouring them. I was doing that when you were talking about sleeping dogs, and now I got hiccups, I think. Anyways, but I'm looking forward to seeing what sleeping dogs looks like on Tubbsy's channel. I'll be looking forward to that. And
there wasn't multiplayer on it though, is there?
On which one?
On sleeping dogs.
No, there isn't. Which is it's disappointing. Like it would have,
yeah.
But what can you do in multiplayer? Like the, in an open world like that, like I never played. I did play the. I can't say I never, but I never wanted to go back to the multiplayer in Grand Theft Auto. Red Dead done it great with their multiplayer, but it makes me want to keep playing it. But there's not very many games that are like that where it's open world and you want to play. You know, and we all play Red Dead, and the number one thing that's most annoying is the trolls in that game.
Oh, yeah, you took around.
I don't know. It's funny when you're riding the horse and somebody.
Yeah, as soon as you spawn, they just blow your head off from, and it's like, dude, I just started playing. You know, it's that's frustrating.
You just got in the lobby.
Yeah,
you know.
But I mean, to do a multiplayer like that, I mean, Red Dead's the only one that I've ever really wanted to play online. And that's because, you know, all you guys have it. I've seen some other people playing Grand Theft Auto 4 last night online, and I was like, I don't think so. Because all you do is just free roam. There's not much you can do. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I like the story a lot more, of course. But because, of course, there's no trolls in the single player, except when you go to Thieves Landing and everyone just fucking wastes your ass. At least that's what happened to me. Like, seriously, like, in my last playthrough, I would just go into Thieves Landing and people just start shooting at me for no reason. I'm like, what the fuck? But anyways, as Flux did mention before, Darksiders 2 is also releasing on Tuesday, or if your local GameStop is having a midnight release, which mine is so happens to, fortunately.
As is mine.
Yeah. basically, I don't know what I can say that isn't already known about Darksiders, but basically what it is, it's just a quick synopsis for anyone who has not heard of this game or has not played the first one. Basically what you're trying to do, you play as the Horseman Death, one of the Horsemen of the Apocalypse, and the Darksiders 2 takes place like a parallel storyline. Like, the first game has you play as War, another Horseman of the Apocalypse, and he's falsely accused of jumpstarting Armageddon, and then he's then imprisoned by these I want to see overseers of Universal Balance, and they imprison War for 100 years, and your quest is death is to prove your brother innocent and restore humanity, and this is really going to explore the lore of Darksiders in the universe. But as Fox did mention before, he wants to do a collaborative video where me and him have gameplay footage of different areas of the game, and we talk about our first impressions, and...
Shut up!
Why are you giggling? What I... Oh, I
mean... read the chat.
Well, anyways, like...
Flux talked and he's like, if they haven't heard of this game, they likely don't have internet and won't hear this.
Yeah, I know.
And then
but
I put,
I just...
oh, come on, Leadhead brings it up 10 times every single podcast. It's a
running
joke.
I try not to, but the next podcast, I'll probably give you my impression, which will probably be a perfect impression because I'm just like that. But Flux actually approached me and said, that we can do like a collaborative gameplay and like sort of like a mini review. We're not gonna do like a full scale review like the critics do, but I'll have gameplay footage of where he is in the game, and I'll have another gameplay footage of where I am in the game. We'll talk over it, and that'll be about it. And I was actually really happy to find out. I went on GameStop's website because last time I asked them if they were having a Darksiders 2 launch, they told me no. But the collector's edition was sold out from all retailers, from Walmart, or not Walmart, Best Buy, Amazon, and GameStop. They were all sold out, which is like 200,000 copies, I think, roughly. And I checked up on GameStop's website, and they have those events for minute launches, and I see, oh, they have Sleeping Dogs and Darksiders 2 minute launch, so that'll be great for tomorrow. And Flux will be getting it too, of course. He's two hours behind me, so it'll be like 2 in the morning when he gets it. But anyways, that's this week's new releases. I hope you guys are going to look forward to whichever game you're getting this Tuesday. So, and we have our two topics today, or really it's one topic, but with two different sides. It's our favorite publishers and developers and our least favorite publishers and developers. I know this is going to get really heated with the morals that each of us have as individual gamers about these gaming companies and developers and how they practice, that like how their business practice goes with their games and their marketing and their DLC. So I'll start out with my favorite. We'll start with publishers first. I would say normally THQ, and the only reason why I say that right now is because they are publishing Darksiders, but they got a new president in. His name is Jason Rubin. He used to work on He used to work with Naughty Dog, and he recently became appointed as new president of THQ. And I was reading in an article from Game Informer. They interviewed him, probably prior to E3, and they asked him a couple questions about Volition and Vigil, who develops Darksiders. And I really didn't like what he had to say, because he kind of feels like he has to stick his hand in to, at least from what I perceived when I read it, he feels like he has to, you know, kind of manipulate the way these developers are going to create their games, which I think is a big no-no. Because if these development teams are making excellent games on their own without any involvement from or any like heavy involvement from the publisher, then should be left like that unless you have like a real bomb, and then in that case it's either, you know, go home or bust, you know. And I'll hand it off to, we'll go to Tubbsy. Who's your favorite?
My favorite publisher? I like Epic. They, you know, I don't think I've talked about Infinity Blade before. That's a fun game for iOS. The Gears series, which when it works really well, and I like what it does. Square, I used to love Square because of Final Fantasy, but they kind of...
Squaresoft.
Square Enix.
Yeah. No, it used to be Squaresoft.
Yeah, it's Square Enix now. I just call it Square. Yeah. Everybody knows. If you know about developers, you know it's Squaresoft or Square Enix.
Square Enix?
Pretty much.
You have
dude.
A Square Enix?
Except after Final Fantasy VII, that's like the best one.
Yeah. Well, 7, 8, 9, 10. 7, 8, 9, 10 were all solid. They weren't like amazing, but they were still fun games. After that, it just kind of, I don't know where they lost direction at, but I can't bring myself to play most of them.
They went the MMO direction with 11, and then they went the 13 direction, which is...
Well, they're re-releasing 14. Have you guys heard this?
Yeah, I heard about
14
that.
Verses or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's because they bombed. Yeah, it's like polishing it. Yeah. It really is like polishing. But they've got other good titles, like The Sleeping Dogs. It's going to be interesting. They do have Hitman. They do have Lara Croft. So maybe we'll get something out of those. Maybe. I don't know. I'd love to see a Final Fantasy VII remake, but it's never going to happen.
We're going to sequel to it would be good.
Rockstar.
Yeah.
Rockstar Games. Like, I have... Grand Theft Auto, when Grand Theft Auto came out, there was just that huge controversy. And I think when 3 came out, it was like, all right, you know, there's this huge controversy about this game and all this stuff. So I'll get it, you know. But it turned out being a solid game. They've made some pretty solid games. I've got played through Grand Theft Auto 3, Liberty City, San Andreas, Grand Theft Auto 4. L.A. Noir, which I heard some bad things about the developers, between them and the developer of the game and Rockstar, which kind of concerned me. And Red Dead Redemption, Red Dead Revolver. I know some of us haven't played it. I played it on the PS2, and that was a really fun game. It was a goofy Western, but... Like a spaghetti Western is what it kind of reminded me of, but that's about it for me.
I don't want to sound like a. I'm sorry. I didn't know that. I wasn't aware that Rockstar was a publisher. I thought they were just a developer, but I learned something now.
Yeah, they published L.A. Noir. There were some problems with that. Like, they've got their own developers, but then they've also got like the guys that did L.A. Noir. Like, they left. And it was a really bad situation all around, and we won't be seeing another L.A. Noir. Let's just put it that way.
Mm. All right, I guess we'll move on to, let's see what Baldy has to say. Who do you have a favorite publisher?
What?
Put the controller down, boys.
No, Tubbsy went to talk. It all went all scratchy.
Sorry, dude.
Well, anyways, I'm going to have to go with Ubisoft.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, Ubisoft, yeah.
Especially with, like, the end of this year, because new Splinter Cell's coming out, Assassin's Creed 3, and I don't know, I liked all those games, and with their little own Uplay unlock thing they have going on, that's not too bad, because it's like, you get in-game bonus items for basically getting some of the achievements in the game. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Just Ubisoft, really.
And last but not least, we have Flux. Who what are your favorite, or who is your favorite publisher?
Publisher. That's a that's kind of a tough one because I don't normally give two shits about the publishers. It's the developers I'm more concerned about. So with this question, I'm going to have to go with Blades and go with Ubisoft because every other company that I respect actually goes through either EA or Activision, and I'm definitely not going to call those two out as favorites.
EA sucks.
Well, EA sucks. Activision sucks. They're both huge, big business, so there's going to be...
Money
they're always
going
to do shit that's not going to be conducive to good gaming. So, but... So, yeah, I have to go with Ubisoft and Epic, definitely, just because as much Gears as I play, and like you said, I'm not too big on Splinter Cell anymore. I used to be. I should probably get back into it. But definitely Assassin's Creed. I mean, I'm a huge Assassin's Creed fan, so...
I don't know, man. I've seen those previews from E3, and Splinter Cell wasn't looking too hot.
That Blacklist game?
Oh, that looked amazing, dude.
Yeah, awesome. Are you watching the same E3?
I saw it, and
we must not have saw it.
Yeah, I might have saw something.
Your reception sucked.
No, it wasn't.
Well,
a lot of people don't like the new ones because of the like automatic takedown targeting system. Yeah. But I find that that being extremely cool to add to a game because it's like, you know, most of the times that you spend in levels, you're sitting there trying to, shoot the three guys in the doorway. But to be able to like use the snake cam underneath it and then mark where those targets are at and then just bust through the door and watch, like, it's like a movie cinematic.
Yeah, it looks pretty badass, and I might have to get that because, like I said, I haven't played a Splinter Cell in a very long time, so.
Their multiplayer is not bad.
I played the first
two. Good one.
I played the first two back on the original Xbox, and then I kind of dropped for some reason, probably because I was playing way too much Rock Band.
Double Agent was a good one.
So, yeah, but that's pretty much it. Ubisoft, if I had to choose one.
All right. Well, then we have... I want to do favorites first because our least favorites are going to be a lot more in-depth. Our favorite developers, of course. I'm not going to be really sure on this one. Obviously, Vigil. For Darksiders 1 and 2, CyberConnect 2, who developed Asura's Wrath, which is just an amazing game. I can't say enough about it. And once we get into least favorite developers, or not least favorite publishers, I'll bring that up again. And I dug through my games. BAM Entertainment? Yeah, that's who they are. They developed the Reign of Fire game for Xbox and PS2 way back in the day, and GameCube. And I still love this game. I still have it, a physical copy of the Nintendo GameCube version. I'll never get rid of it, but I love this game. And BAM Studios just made BAM Entertainment just made one of my favorite games of all time. And that's all I have to say on that. So we'll ring around the rosy to Tubbsy.
Now, what are we talking about?
Actual developers this time. Yeah, your favorite developer.
I like Bethesda. I don't know. They're still considered a developer, yes. Right? Not a publisher. Yeah, Bethesda. I love. Well, they tons of stuff they put out that just amazing. Elder Scrolls, Fallout. They have. There's so many games that they have. Valve. They're publishing, but they have also got their games too. They do some really amazing games as well. That's about all I can think about.
And Baldy?
Come back to me.
Okay, then we'll skip over to Flux. Your favorite gaming developer?
Favorite gaming developer of all time? That one's easy. Harmonix will be forever my favorite. They are just a couple reasons. Number one, they do make the Rock Band series, which is like one of my favorite games of all time. I still play it. In fact, my drums that I've had for 3 years just died today, so that's bad. But yeah,
rest in peace, little guy.
Yes, they were. Well, they were the mesh heads. Their $200 drum kit that's dead now. So
dang.
I've had it for 3 years. But not only that, I have the reason why they're my favorite is when I was in Afghanistan, I started a Rock Band night, and when I was posting it on their forums that hey, yeah, I'm doing this Rock Band night thing, I'm running it and everything else. Well, they actually got my address where I was at and sent me out two copies. Rock Band 2 full kits and sent them to me in Afghanistan for free, and a copy of Beatles Rock Band for free. So, not a lot of developers would do stuff like that.
I can hear your cat in the background.
Yeah, I know. she's annoying as shit. But yeah, that's probably the interpersonal relationship they have with their fans is just bar none above anything else I've ever seen. So.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And Baldy, have you come to your incredible conclusion?
Not really. You can just go ahead.
I'll probably just say it for you, Valve. I'll just say it for you right there.
Well, before between Valve and Harmonix, because, big time, like, love music and playing drums and all that. What's it? So, big fan of. Even though everybody hates Activision, I still like them. But they just went the more. I don't know. Money whores, basically. Mm-hmm. But that sounds good for me.
Great, thank you for your contribution.
I figured the gaming developers would be would be less interesting, but nonetheless, I did want to throw them out there because I do want to get both sides of the spectrum from the publishing side and the developing side. And now we're probably going to get to the most in-depth and chatty part of the podcast, which is our least favorite, publishers and developers. And I know what I know where Tubbsy's going to go because we discussed.
Oh, we don't even have to ask him. We could just.
Yeah, I know.
Phone in my interview part.
Yeah, just we already know.
Yeah, we'll have him explain again because for sake of explaining. Anyways, we'll go the same way we did last time. My least favorite publisher, and Flux and I had to talk about this some time ago. It is Capcom, through and through. They. And this is where I was going to bring up Asura's Wrath again. I love that game to death. I pop it in once in a while to just enjoy the story. And then when they marketed their DLC, I was so fucking frustrated that they took out the actual ending of the game and sold it to you. And the regular ending of the game without this DLC, which is labeled the true ending, which is like four episodes or four different scenarios, the first ending was fine, and then they could have taken it wherever they wanted to, but they added in these four episodes, and it has a great conclusion. I love the DLC, but it's so fucking frustrating that they let this incredible piece of DLC off the disc and sold it back to me, and it just makes me so mad. And on top of that, what they did with Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, though this is not as serious as Asura's Wrath, because that's just a whole nother piece of shit right there. But what they did with Marvel's Capcom 3 is that I don't even think 8 months into the Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3's lifespan that they did like the Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, which had like 8 new characters, and just like a couple new stages, which are essentially reskins. And the only reason I got it, and I didn't know that the DMC HD collection was coming out at this time, was that they put Virgil from Devil May Cry into Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, and I didn't own the first one. I rented it, but I didn't own it, so I was like, okay, I might as well go get it, and my fanboyism just took over, and I had to go buy it, and I feel so sick for doing it, but that is why Capcom is just period.
Still gonna buy Resident Evil 6 when it comes out.
I never played a Resident Evil game, and I never will. The zombie apocalypse thing is about as getting as stale as the Call of Duty series.
Dear. It's not the same thing. See, you guys should give him as much shit about not playing Resident Evil as you give me about not playing Mega Man.
I won't touch Resident Evil.
What the fuck? Seriously? Yeah. Okay. No, because I gave him so much shit about Mega Man, I have to give both of you shit.
I played it. I hate it.
Well,
like Resident the newer ones or the older thing. Ones?
Well, of course not.
I saw the preview.
They're trying to be like Call of Duty like everybody else, so of course it's going to be
different. See, they were around before Call of Duty.
Well, let's not spend too much time on this.
I don't know. Anyway, you shut your mouth.
We'll beat the shit out of this later.
Yeah, we can do this post-podcast, but right now we'll go to Tubbsy, which we all know what it is, but let's hear him out, and he can give some concrete reasons
publisher?
Why.
We'll go with publisher.
Your least favorite publisher.
It's a toss-up between EA and Activision. Mm-hmm. And it's Activision's, they when they get an idea, it's great and it's fun and it's, you know, Call of Duty 4 was amazing. And then 6 months later, they're coming out with Call of Duty or you know, Call of Duty Black Ops or Call of Duty, you know, Modern Warfare, World at War. They're coming out with, they just oversaturate the market with these games so quickly. You know, once they find that, they just hit it. And it ruins really good games. Tony Hawk Pro Skater, Guitar Hero. They just, you know, they keep releasing stuff that's just, you know, could have been DLC add-ons to the stuff that they have already, you know, released. And they're doing it and charging $60 a game. And people are buying it, you know, but it's still it ends up ruining, I think ruins the quality. A lot of people were disappointed with this latest Modern Warfare, and I think it's because they're just pushing them out. They're trying to get them out the door as fast as they can because they're just raking in their bucks. Yeah, they're raking in the bucks doing this.
Well, then there's two companies that are competing with the same name but different style of game. Because Treyarch's fighting with, you know, Activision, Infinity Ward, and all that, because they do the Modern Warfares. Treyarch did the, you know, was doing the old Call of Duties where it's back in, you know, World War II and the Cold War.
Yeah. And EA.
So that's why there's too many of them.
EA and the stuff they're doing now for Battlefield 3 is just completely repulsive. Ridiculous. Like, you have to buy the game brand new. I mean, they're trying to get everybody away from buying you because they're not making as much money off a used game. Pass. Yeah, you have to have that online pass or you have to buy it. Yeah.
You have to. Well, later. We'll get into that in a bit.
That's what I didn't
that's
say
not
much.
Going away.
And there's, you know, and they're the ones that are they're piloting in this. And, you know, that all of a sudden they come out. And they're another one that oversaturates the market. Okay, this is their plan for the next few years. So they're going to release Battlefield next year. It's going to be Medal of Honor. Yeah. If you buy a Medal of Honor, you can get in on Battlefield 4's beta. I don't know if you guys know that yet.
Yeah,
but that's, yes. You know, Battlefield 3 is still being played quite a bit. It hasn't even finished. You know, I don't even think they've released all the DLC for it yet. And they're already talking about Battlefield 4. And then, so the year after Medal of Honor comes out, Battlefield 4 is going to come out, and it's going to be have like the beta for Medal of Honor, the next one. And this is their business plan for the next few years. And I was like, oh, that just I'm not interested. Like I was already not interested in their games. So they just don't really make too many games that appeal to me. And you go and do that, and I just think it's just it's too much. But that's my spill.
All right, now, Baldy, do you have an immediate response?
Yes.
Want me to record some of that for you and put it on YouTube?
Damn it, you made me forget what I was going to say. No, I'm definitely going to jump on that. I really, really extremely hate EA because of the whole online pass deal. But I'll save that for everyone else's rant.
Well, that'll be flux. Like, he'll just go off for 20 minutes. Though. Like, the last 20 minutes of the podcast is just talking about that.
I could do the same.
Well, we still have to get the least favorite developers, and then that'll be it. But anyways, do you have anything else to add to that?
I'm going to kill that fucking cat.
I can hear it. It's just, every time I hear it, I just laugh. It's driving me crazy.
Meow. No, other than, no, pretty much, that's it.
Alrighty,
I'm going to save it to EA.
I'm going to have to go with Tubbsy on this one as far as most hated publishers, but mine I have a history with is Activision. But my history goes back much further. Activision has always just rubbed me the wrong way. I've been a gamer since the old Atari 2600 days, and, you know, back when they first started publishing gaming magazines. Actually, Activision has been doing the same thing. Even after they were faltering for a while, Bobby Kotick came in and he picked them up and did them what their current business model is now, which is like Tubbsy said, they get a franchise and they just milk it for everything it's worth. But they did the same thing back in the old Atari 2600 days. Atari actually sued Activision to make them stop making games because they were pushing out so much shovelware you couldn't actually find the good quality. Of course, that's, you know, debatable considering that particular era. But the good games were so hard to find because there was so much Activision crap on the gaming walls. So they've just always done that. But what really pushed I haven't bought an Activision game in a very, very, very long time. There's a couple I do occasionally because I like the developer. Like I bought Modern Warfare 4 or 2 because I like Infinity Ward. But my big thing that really just pushed me over the edge with them was back with, I don't know, Blades might know, back with Rock Band. When Rock Band first came out, you were supposed to be able to use the Les Paul from Guitar Hero 3 on the PS3. That was the only other rhythm game they had at the time. Turned out there was something wrong with it on the PS3, and so you couldn't use the Les Paul from Guitar Hero 3 to play it. And Harmonix realized, oh crap, we screwed that up. Okay, we're going to work on a patch. They came out with the patch and was about to release it, and Activision blocked them, sued them, saying, we will not let you put this patch out on your game to use our guitar controller on your on your game. They wanted money. Said, you will only let you release this if you pay us money. And I'm like, really? I mean, that's how petty they are. I mean, this is the same company that tried to sue Double Fine when Activision dropped, what was that game with Jack Black? The head of the metal game.
Brutal Legend.
Yeah.
Brutal Legend. This is the same company that after Brutal Legend was dropped by Activision, they dropped them, saying, oh, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Double Fine went to EA. EA said, we'll make the game for you. And then Activision, after all the hype and all the people wanted, oh, we're going to buy this game because it's awesome. It's about metal and it's got Jack Black and all that stuff. Then Activision turned around and looked at the pre-orders going, oh, my God, this game is going to be, you know, it's going to make a lot of money. And then they tried to sue Double Fine saying that you owe us money because of all the money we invested into your game. And so they do a lot of really shitty things. Now, you can argue EA does the other stuff that you're talking about. And we'll get to that in a minute. But Activision just does this really shitty shit. I mean, look at what they did to Infinity Ward's two head guys. You know, what they did. And, of course, and then just milking every franchise in the world, you know, to get as most money out of. They destroyed Tony Hawk. They destroyed Guitar Hero. They're going to destroy Call of Duty, which some people would say they're already there.
Didn't
but
need to release another $60 game every like 3 months.
Right, you know,
for
they
Guitar
should have gone
this,
right, exactly. Like Rock Band, they're still releasing DLC. Still to this day, they're still releasing stuff, and Activision has pretty much dropped the franchise because they said there's no money in making a new game. So that's my thing, Activision. I still will buy their games on occasion if it's a good solid game and I like the developer. Or sometimes even my son really wants the new Transformers game, so I might buy it because my son wants it. You know, so. But that's it. I'm done.
I do want to mention, I didn't feel like saying it because, of course, I do dislike EA and Activision as well, but I felt the need to, you know, express my other, my hate for Capcom because they are on the top. Like you have Capcom and then EA. And then Activision, Capcom, just fucking, I hate their guts. I really do. I mean, I don't have a history with them like you do, Flux, but just what they did to, you know, Sura's Wrath was just made me feel like a poorly ethical consumer, I guess. I don't know if that makes any sense. Anyways, that about covers that. And now we're moving on to probably the last topic we may get to today, our least favorite developers. And I'm lucky I looked over at my gaming shelf and I remembered one that is a key one. Back in, I think, 2006 or 7, a game called Chrome Hounds came out. And you guys probably know about this. I've mentioned brought up a couple times. I believe From Software developed it. And it was probably the best multiplayer game I have ever played to this day. And I will defend it until something else comes out. And then they went to go on and do fucking Steel Battalion, which is for the Kinect, which is just makes me shake my head. They abandoned Chrome Hounds on January 1st, 2010. They shut down the servers for it. I'm not sure if it was Sega did publish it. I'm not sure exactly whose fault it was, but I was really upset that this game is now dead multiplayer-wise. You can still play single-player, but it's boring as fuck. All you do is just you use a pre-customized mech, and you're stuck with it. Unless you build your own, which all the parts you get in the initial campaign are shit. Anyways, moving on. Fucking Petroglyph. And I know that they made Empire at War, Star Wars Empire at War for the PC, which I would like to play one of these days. But they also developed Universe at War, and I got it for console. I know PC gamers may if they listen to this, they may bash me for this, but I will be a console game. Well, excuse me, a console gamer till the end of time. I cannot get used to the peripherals of PC gaming. I tried playing Team Fortress 2. I just can't get a hold of it. I don't mind playing RTS because that's just click and point and drag and all that stuff. Because I played Sins of a Solar Empire Rebellion, and I could easily manage that game. But anyways, I was really looking forward to Universe at War, and it was just giant mechs and really cool units and everything. Then it comes to consoles, and then the freaking frame rate is lousy as shit. I mean, you have like these big hulking, these gigantic mechs that I play as the faction that has that type of unit. And you get them out, and they move as slow as a fucking tortoise. I mean, they're just like, shh, boom. It's just so slow. And the game suffers because of it. I actually even rebought it out of pure, like, hope that they patched this, and they didn't. And now it's sitting on the bottom of my game library, and it will stay there forever. And I'm just so upset that game had to have that issue.
Why do you still have it?
Because it has like no resale value because it's a trash game. Yeah, I'll trade it. I'll trade it in towards towards Borderlands 2. That'll get me a big discount.
50 cents.
Yeah, something like that. I do want to say that I don't like Infinity Ward. I know this is kind of tying into the Call of Duty thing, but man, they are just. That's all I can really say. Just a sigh. That's all I can give him. But I do want to say though, I did like World at War, and that will be my favorite Call of Duty that I've played. I've played three of them: World at War, Modern Warfare 2, and Black Ops, and that's it. World at War was my favorite. That was my introduction to Call of Duty multiplayer, and I loved it. And Zombies was great. But Infinity Ward, and I didn't play a lot of Modern Warfare, but Infinity Ward with Modern Warfare 2, man, that game really destroyed Call of Duty for me. And Black Ops had no replayability for me. It was so boring. And that's my least favorite developers. And now I will hand it off to Tubbsy. Yuli.
All right.
Your least favorite gaming developer.
I think you know who it is.
BioWare.
BioWare.
There you go.
BioWare.
You know, it's nothing personal against them. They make quality games for what they make. I just don't like the games they make. I've bought two BioWare games. I bought KOTOR, Knights of the Old Republic, when it came out. Stellar reviews all across the board. Everybody was like, oh, this game's amazing. You got to play it. I went and got it. I felt duped. I felt like somebody stuck in my butt with a sandpaper condom. And then...
It was a great game, dude. I don't know.
I played Dragon Age Origins. And I felt duped again. Both these games had like a 9 out of a 10 and different places. I mean, they had really score. And a lot of people really liked them. And I'm not saying they're terrible by any means. Except maybe like a lot of people might say they are after Mass Effect 3. But, you know, I just, the type of games that they make, like it's an RPG, action RPG. Like, you don't have, I mean, to me, like RPG when I was growing up was like the Final Fantasy games. You had to like strategize to kill the boss or whoever you're fighting. You know, you had to kind of plan things out, and it was slower paced then, but then like you strategize, and it's what you started doing. Like you play over and over, you die a lot, you play and you get better at it. You start figuring out your pattern and how you want. There is none of that in BioWare games. Like that's just, you put in the commands and you kind of hope your guy does what you want him to do, but he kind of goes and does whatever he wants to do, and there's just no control over your guy. And then you just sit there and like you could just walk him around. He'd go fight whatever monster, which would piss me off. Got me stuck at one point. I gave Knights of the Old Republic a good solid try, and I kept getting stuck. I got stuck at this part because the guy. It saved it right before I walked in the distance for him to go after that guy, and he'd go in and get killed every damn time. And so I actually went back and started a new game, and to me, it's just not that much fun. They are very story-driven. I mean, and I've seen some articles about how the people that write for them, they'd rather read a good story than play a good game. And that's kind of like the way they are. They come out with a good story, but I just don't feel like it's a good game because the way the gameplay is, it's just not for me. That's nothing against them. That's not for me.
I just don't think you like story-based RPGs.
No, I love story-based RPGs. Give me a good story.
Well, story-based adventure games, then.
There's no control. And, I talk to some people, and they're like, yeah, I get what you're saying, but it's still a good game. And I'm like, dude, I cannot handle that. I mean, especially when you die and it's not your fault, it's just because your character's driven to go and do that. It's just like, oh, come on.
I don't know, because see, you must have played a different KOTOR than I played, because I had total control of my character. Now Dragon Age, I can't speak for it. I didn't play Dragon Age, so. But I'm trying to figure. I had complete control of my character in KOTOR. I've had complete control of my character in Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3. So I guess I'm confused, especially, well, Mass Effect more so, because 2 and 3 became more of a shooter than an RPG.
That's what I hear.
I don't know. I mean,
I actually didn't mind, because Mass Effect 2 is my introduction into that. I'm not going to spend too much time.
What I've heard is that they did with Mass Effect 2 and Mass Effect 3 is they went more for the action. And I don't want to sit there and read for 3 hours. That's just...
No, you don't.
It's cutscene time.
Yeah. Like, every 5 minutes.
It's not that bad. It depends on how you're in the story, but most of the story elements where you got to talk to people, you can completely skip that stuff. You don't have to do that stuff at all. Now, if you want to get certain elements of the game and get, like, your relationships up and, trustworthy and save everybody, then, yeah, you kind of got to do that because you got to build a reputation, but that's the RPG element of it.
No. Nope. Not for me. That's not RPG. To me, I mean, that's like Skyrim's, their whole, and I'm kind of getting off on a tangent here, but that's like, all you do is go and do missions. There's nothing really to, you're not really attached to your character at all. To me, that doesn't feel like an RPG, but that's just.
It's not that kind of game, man. That's fine. It's totally cool. I love all those games, so except for Dragon Age, I never played it. But
the hell did Flux, or that was Leadhead, wasn't it?
That picture that you posted.
Oh yeah,
the pictures. You got to link every single one of these pictures. This is the shit we're doing while we're talking.
Yeah.
No, this is the shit I'm doing while you guys are talking.
So anyway, next person. I guess it's
me.
Baldy.
You? Yeah. It's Baldy.
Least favorite gaming developer.
343.
Really?
Because they should have just let Halo die with Bungie.
Well, that's not 343 though. That's Microsoft. That's not 343.
No, they should have just refused. Just said no.
They work. 343 works for Microsoft. They just can't say no. We're not making the game.
Halo's like the identity of Microsoft for most people. I mean, it's just a huge IP. Like, why would you let something like that die? It's like Activision with Call of Duty. Like, if they,
yeah, like, but that's, see, their that's identity. It's getting way too just ridiculous. They are slowly dying out. They need to think of something new, something that that's not already been done 6 or 7 times on one console. I mean, they're releasing it over a large span of time rather than Guitar Hero just chucking out a game every 4 or 5 months. But I mean, you're gonna get to where you're gonna have Halo 8, and it's just gonna be so ridiculous.
Well, they've already confirmed that they're doing another trilogy.
Yeah, they already said they're doing
a trilogy. You're talking Halo 4, but that's actually, I mean, then you have Halo Wars, Halo ODST. Halo Reach, yeah, you're already there. All different types of 9 games, but
you can argue that if you want. But the problem is right now the fan stuff right now.
Oh, I know people like it, but I'm just saying I don't like them.
You don't, right? But there are a lot of people out there who are absolutely stoked about being able to play Master Chief again. So,
and then the whole fact with Call of Duty and Activision just... I mean, now they've completely run out of ideas. Like, they just basically took two and said, hey, we're going to give you a shit ton new maps, make it a little cooler looking, and there you go.
Yep.
They did nothing to it. They, you know, I mean, Treyarch at least tried to say, okay, we'll give you, instead of doing drop shots, now you do this dolphin dive. And instead of being able to quick scope, we're going to slow you down with, you know, the perks for aiming a sniper rifle. It's,
yeah.
You know, they're at least trying to change it, and that's why they're going to, you know, when they're going to go new, I forget what year it is, like 2025 or something like that. 2034, whatever the new one's
I think, or something. 2024,
But they're going to say, hey, we can do the, you know, new futuristic modern soldiers, whatever, and still make the game work and not just take exactly what we made and just fucking polish a turd and hand it out to people and say, give me money.
Then I guess that brings us to Flux. Unless you have
least favorite developer. That's a tough one because I haven't really, but if I had to choose one right now, it would be Obsidian. Not because they're a bad developer, but what they did to Fallout. I could not stand Fallout New Vegas. That game was just a buggy, boring mess compared to, you know, because Bethesda was the distributor or whatever, but Obsidian was the ones who actually made Fallout New Vegas. And I don't know what they did or what it just, when I played Fallout 3, I was sucked in, man. I could not get enough of that game. And New Vegas just, I don't know, pissed me off at every turn. The bugs and the glitches and just, the game just didn't work. Even after all the patches, the game just didn't work.
They should have just given you a fly swatter in game. That's what they should have
pretty
done.
Much. It was, and that just, it upset me that Obsidian messed it up. The same engine, same game. They didn't have to even do that much, and they completely destroyed Fallout with New Vegas. So those stuff they've done has been great, but that's, I will never forgive them for destroying Fallout for me. But that's just for me. So, but that's mine.
Wow. I also wanted to mention earlier, of course I wanted to get through this topic, that all the things that Tubbsy mentioned about Knights of the Old Republic reminds me of Final Fantasy 13. Like, I don't want to watch a movie. I want to control my character. And I'm like, you can't control your character in Final Fantasy 13, and like every 20 minutes is a cutscene. So yeah, that kind of sounds like, I don't know.
I have Final Fantasy 13, but I haven't played it. I played like 2 hours of it.
I got it, and I played through it. Again, I mentioned it. I can only play through it once. And I neglected 13 too, though. I do have to admit that you can actually capture monsters in the game, and then you can put them in your battle team. I thought that was really neat, but that's not going to sell me on that game. It never will.
I bought a PS3 specifically for that game, and was so pissed off. Even though it came out on the Xbox, I wanted the 1080p. I wanted to see it in full 1080p. I wanted to see it in all its splendor, and then I was so pissed off that I wasted $250 on a game.
Yeah, and $250 for an annoying game, or a bad game, or I wouldn't say it's a bad game, but an annoying game, and one annoying-ass character. Two annoying-ass characters.
There's more than two.
Yeah. The most annoying one was that girl, though. I had to shut the volume off. I'm like, God, shut up.
Hope pissed me off, too.
Snow was just awful.
The voice acting and the character development in that game was just shit. Total shit. It was. The whole game was shit.
Well, I want to be a hero.
Well, that's
and Lightning were like the only bearable parts of that game. I like Saz and his Frokobo.
They, in Final Fantasy, just taking a dive. Final Fantasy series has really taken a dive, and I hope they do something like go back and do 7, like everybody's begging for it to happen. It'd be amazing.
It would be. I don't think it'll ever happen, though.
They said it'd take like 11 years to do or something like that. It'd take a decade for them to redo.
It's a huge game.
Yeah, they'd have to. It'd take them a decade for them to redo it.
Yeah, I do want to mention that I don't follow IGN a lot much, but I do tune into them once in a while for their daily fix and all that. And Damon Hatfield, who's one of the guys who does the fix and gives you, update you on stuff, he mentioned that Square Enix will not attempt to remake Final Fantasy VII until the Final Fantasy of the present overcomes the Final Fantasy of the past. I think I did mention this before, I think, didn't I, to you guys?
I think so.
Yeah. I'm just like, that's not going to fucking happen if you keep going the direction you're going. Anyways, well, does anyone else have anything short to add before we conclude?
I forgot to mention this on the last podcast, but Star Wars: The Old Republic is now soon becoming free to play. So,
soon to be coming, you will not play.
Yeah, I will play that.
Dude, that's Raven talking, or Blades, or whatever his name is now.
Whatever the fuck you want to call me. Baldy, something else.
Slutbag.
You whore. But no, like, that was the only thing that turned me off from that game was because, I don't want to pay $15 for a subscription to only play that game.
Yeah.
Well, that's The Old Republic, not Knights of the Old Republic.
No, that's what I said. Yeah. I said Star Wars The Old Republic.
The MMO.
Yes, for PC. Yeah, I thought there was something else, but I forget.
Well, I know one other thing I want to talk about, but we'll have to wait till next week because we're out of time.
Yeah, we're at our hour mark. So this has been the Warhounds Podcast, Episode 7. I hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and I hope you will invite yourself to catch us next week. Thanks for listening. Catch you later.
Bye.
I let him talk about Darksiders for 2 hours.